9 minutes after 10 o'clock on this Wednesday, February the 14th. Love is in the air all around us. The love of travel is what we're focused on today with Bonnie Pintozzi from the Travel Authority and Altour Company. Bonnie Pintozzi, we're not playing your regular music right now. There's a reason for that.
Oh, not at all. Before I introduce our guests, I've got to just give... I want to set this up.
Yes,
because
please.
It is Happy Valentine's Day.
Set the
Day.
Mood.
Because love is in the air. In February. It's a great time for us, and we're doing this every day, talk to our clients about anniversaries or celebrating or special occasions. But there's plenty of romance on the rails, okay? And it's a perfect opportunity to make new memories aboard Rocky Mountaineer.
Mm.
So Rocky Mountaineer is, I'm going to let Belinda DeSantis tell you all about it, because in our industry, in the travel industry, they are the hallmark of the train travel. But it's really done very, very differently. I mean, the breathtaking views, everything you see. So let's go ahead and bring on Belinda DeSantis, okay, from Rocky Mountaineer. And Belinda, I am so happy. I know you're the regional business developer for the Manager North. We have so much to talk about, and so let's just get started and bring our romance on the rails.
Now, Belinda, can I say all aboard this train conversation as we talk about Rocky Mountaineer? Tell us all about it.
I will, and you know what? If I would have thought, I would have had my little train whistle, and I could have done a little, you know, boop, boop to get the interview started. But Rocky Mountaineer, thank you very much for having me on the show, and Rocky Mountaineer is an absolutely amazing experience. And the thing is that a lot of people have not heard of Rocky Mountaineer. Mm-hmm. Even though we've been in business for 28 years, 2018 will be our 28th season, we don't have the same brand name awareness of a Viking River cruise, for example. So a lot of people are not familiar with Rocky Mountaineer, but I hear all the time for the people that have taken the trip that it is, honestly, I hear this over and over again from people who have traveled everywhere in the world, that this was their favorite vacation that they've ever taken.
And it's, I mean, you're on a train, but it's not just any train.
No.
It's not just any train, and it's actually a trip that combines train travel with time off the train in the Rockies. So as far as the train itself goes, we are a privately held company. We are headquartered in Vancouver, Canada. And we have custom-built these train cars specifically for luxury touring. So our point is not to try to get you from place to place as fast as possible. We're trying to deliver a really special experience. So we build these train cars from the bottom up specifically so that our guests can have amazing views out the window, mm-hmm. gourmet food while they're on board, extremely comfortable seats, and just a way of travel that very few of us get to do in this day and age.
Definitely. And, you mentioned not only are you getting this incredible rail travel and, you know, you're being treated like royalty on board, but you can pair this with other things. I mean, you're on the train, but that's not the only thing you're doing.
Exactly, because we travel primarily in the Canadian Rockies. We have four routes. Three of them are in Canada. One is in the U.S. between Seattle and Vancouver, so mainly in the U.S. And so the Canadian Rockies are absolutely stunningly beautiful. They are truly breathtaking. And so when you're on the train, the days that you're on the train, you're having that onboard train experience. So you're seeing amazing scenery from a unique point of view, because a lot of places where the train travels, there is no parallel road. So that is one of the unique things about traveling on Rocky Mountaineer, because you could drive between Vancouver and Banff, for example, but you won't see it the same way as you would on the train because of where the train goes. And so you have that type of touring and viewing from the train, but the train is not allowed to stop. So the train doesn't pull over, for example, and let you off the train to see some kind of special location, a historic place, or anything like that. The train has to keep moving. The only time the train stops is if we have to move over to let a freight train go by. So the days you're on the train, you're having that experience. But then once you get into the Rockies, we combine it with other type of sightseeing so that you are stopping throughout the day and you get to walk right next to Emerald Lake, for example. You get to go right up to the natural bridges, which is our couple of those are just the most beautiful things that you can see in the Rockies. So it's the combination of the two. And I think that makes it really an ideal type of trip because you do get two very different yet both amazing experiences all in one vacation.
And Belinda, you have some kind of, you have four unique routes, as we talked about in the end, and the adventure. Mm-hmm. But when you start looking at the passage to the west.
Oh, I'm reading
you're going now. Oh, you're going through, you know, legendary spiral tunnels. Well, you go ahead and let all everyone know, because this is amazing look at this.
It's the first passage to the west, and right. It really, truly is a legendary route.
Mm-hmm.
It absolutely is. So the first passage to the west is the first route that we started operating back in 1990. The others we've added over the years because just like people go on a cruise ship and they fall in love with that ship and they want to go on it again, but they want to see something different, people also fall in love with Rocky Mountaineer and they want to travel with us again and they want to see something different. So we've added the other routes through time, but first passage to the west is really special because it's the original one. It's our most popular route. And a couple of the reasons for that is the historic significance. So it gets the name First Passage to the West because, similar to the United States, when Canada was first being settled, the majority of the population was in eastern Canada. So they started building railroad tracks in eastern Canada heading west. Well, they also started building railroad tracks in the west heading east. And on the First Passage to the West route is where the last spike was driven. So it gets that name, First Passage to the West, because once that section of the track was completed, for the first time, people could leave eastern Canada and travel by train all the way to western Canada. So that's one of the things. And then the other thing that you mentioned, the spiral tunnels, mm-hmm. if anyone has an interest in engineering of any kind, the spiral tunnels were something that were created over 100 years ago, because when that section of the track was first created, it was extremely dangerous. It went through a mountain pass, and the grade was so steep that the engineers were not able to maintain control of the train, and the train was getting out of control because of the speed on the way down, and people were literally dying because of the inability to control the speed of the train. So a Swiss engineer was hired who came over, and he devised what we call the spiral tunnels because it's a figure-eight pattern through that section of the Canadian Rockies that goes in and out of the mountains and slows the train down. So it made it very safe, and we are still on those same tracks. We go through the spiral tunnels on the train, so you are inside the train when you are going through it. And then most of our sightseeing when you get off the train, including going to see the spiral tunnels from the outside, so you can get a different point of view for what you experienced while you were on the train.
It's amazing. It really is to do that. And you know, when you journey through the clouds. Now, let's describe that just a bit as people are trying to think, how do I go through the clouds on a train?
Mm-hmm. Journey through the clouds gets its way. And let me back up for just a half a second to say, mm-hmm. First Passage to the West is a two-day journey on the train between Vancouver and Banff or Lake Louise. And you can go in either direction. Mm-hmm. It's 2 days on the train, and then you spend the night in a town called Kamloops, because one of the other unique things about Rocky Mountaineer is we only operate during the day because we don't want anybody to miss any of the scenery. So you're always on the train during the day and staying in a hotel at night. So First Passage to the West is two full days on the train between Vancouver and Lake Louise or Banff. And then Journey Through the Clouds is also two full days on the train, but it goes between Vancouver and up to Jasper. So it's a different route, and it gets the name Journey Through the Clouds because this trip also goes from Vancouver to Kamloops, where they spend the night. And then on the Kamloops up to Jasper leg, it goes past Mount Robson, which is the highest point in the Canadian Rockies. And like the highest mountain peak in any mountain range, that's where the clouds tend to gather.
Okay.
So that's why it gets called Journey Through the Clouds, because it is the highest peak, but a lot of times the top is in the clouds.
Oh my gosh, this sounds amazing.
It is amazing. And, you know, and as we look about, and then you have the journeys along this route. I mean, you know, as we start getting into some of these different voids along that way. But
yes, absolutely. And like I said, don't be misled by the fact that it's only 2 days on the train. It's mm-hmm. not a two-day vacation.
No.
Because you can do one of two things. Number one, you can combine train routes together. So we have a package that's extremely popular that's called a circle journey, where you start in Vancouver and you come all the way around back to Vancouver. And that combines two different train routes, mm-hmm. two completely mm-hmm. different routes, plus time in the Canadian Rockies. Or if you're just going one way instead of all the way around back to Vancouver, again, you have your days on the train, but you also have a little bit of time in Vancouver, and then you definitely want to have your time in the Rockies, because that's where, again, a lot of the really special sightseeing takes place as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, Belinda, I have to ask you a question about mm-hmm. the people, the clients who are on board Rocky Mountaineer. These are not just rail fans, or let me use my word of the day, ferroequinologists,
oh,
the people
goodness.
Who study trains. these are more, it's more than that. You don't have to be a ferroequinologist or a train buff in order to be on a Rocky Mountaineer. But a lot of people really do and are fascinated by trains, right?
Absolutely. And I think when you started off the program today, you were talking about romance. And mm-hmm. we kind of feel like there's two kinds of romance at play here. Number one, there's the romance of train travel, because I think a lot of people have that idea of the type of travel that used to take place in the past that was unhurried, that gave you a different kind of experience, mm-hmm. and as I mentioned, in our case in particular, gives you a point of view of the landscape and your surroundings that you would never get any other way. So there's that type of the romance of the travel itself, and then there's the romance of it's a great time to connect as a couple,
yeah.
you know,
mm-hmm.
or as we have a lot of couples that travel with couples. Certainly we have groups of friends that travel together. We have sometimes families that travel together, not necessarily with young children. Let me just mention that this probably really isn't an experience for young children. But there's that romance, too, of time to connect. You know, this has been a very interesting conversation in our company in Rocky Mountaineer, because right now we don't offer Wi-Fi on the train.
Mm-hmm.
So
I
you
like
always
that.
Have Wi-Fi. Yes, exactly. So you always have Wi-Fi at the hotel at night. And again, you're always staying at a hotel at night. You don't sleep on the train. And I would say the majority of us are really happy that there is no Wi-Fi on the train, because you really do disconnect and you engage with the people around mm-hmm. you versus being so attached to your device. And so there's that other type of romance, which doesn't necessarily mean, you know, love kind of romance, but it's the fact that you're connecting with people, you're making friends from around the world, because the majority of our clients do come from the United States, but the other big places where we get people traveling to go on Rocky Mountaineer are Australia, the United Kingdom, and of course, Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that people don't expect before they travel with us, but afterwards they always say was one of their favorite things, was the social aspect of it, mm-hmm. of, you know, getting to talk to other people and meet new friends and learn about, you know, maybe where they're from. And so that is the other part of kind of the romance, is the personal experience that you get on board the train as well.
Now, I want to ask how fast you're traveling, because, you know, this is one of those other things when you're thinking about carving through these passages in these really legendary routes that you know, are a part of Rocky Mountaineer. Are you going real fast? Are people going to be uncomfortable, or is it a really comfortable pace for the people on board?
It is very comfortable, and not to reiterate what I said, you know, earlier, but we are trying to provide a very special experience. And
yes.
in our
mm-hmm.
mind, a special experience is your ability to really enjoy the scenery, which you cannot do if you're going very fast.
No.
So we operate at about 35 miles an hour. So that makes it very convenient for viewing out the windows. We're an all dome fleet. So you have amazing windows, and up all the way across the top of the train is all glass on the gold leaf service. And in addition to that, not only is it about the viewing, and by the way, I mentioned earlier, we're not allowed to stop the train, which is true, but when we are coming up to a very gorgeous, extra gorgeous mm-hmm. spot like Hell's Gate, or we're going by where the last spike was driven, We slow down to what we call Kodak speed to make it especially easy for people to get their pictures. But the other part of it is we serve gourmet food on board the train.
I was just going to ask about
food. I knew. Yeah.
Yes, yes. So the days that you're on the train, you get breakfast, lunch, snacks, and unlimited alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages. And when you're going 35 miles an hour, you can very much enjoy your food and enjoy your beverage. I was on the train one time when we were doing a very short distance just between Lake Louise and Banff, which is just 40 minutes on the train. And it's at the end of the day. So the engineer, the train conductor, picked up the speed a little bit between Lake Louise and Banff. And I'll tell you, even just going an extra 10 miles an hour, it starts to make it a little more difficult to, you know, drink something especially. So that's the other reason why we go at that speed, because you're having this special experience with this wonderful food and beverages, and it's a lot easier when you're going 35 miles an hour than when you're going faster.
You know, Melinda, you mentioned there are two levels of service on board the train. Can we kind of describe each one of those?
Yes, absolutely. They're both beautiful train cars. The Silverleaf service is a single-level train car. So it's got these gigantic picture windows. I call them picture windows. They're these oversized windows on the side of the car. The dome does come up partially onto the ceiling. There's tons of headroom on them. There's a lot of legroom. And with it being a single-level train car, your meals are served at your seat. The difference with the Gold Leaf service, it's a bi-level dome, so it's two levels. So the guests are sitting on the top, and that is a full glass dome. There's a strip down the middle for heating, air conditioning, and lighting, but otherwise it's glass all the way across the top of the car. And the other two big differences with the Gold Leaf service is you go downstairs to a dining room for your breakfast and your lunch. So, for example, it's just like going to a restaurant. You go downstairs, you walk into the dining room. We have linen-covered tables, and then you get a menu, and you order a la carte off the menu just as if you were at a restaurant. There's about 5 to 7 choices for both breakfast and for lunch. And then the other big difference on the Gold Leaf service is we have a dedicated outdoor viewing platform at the back of each car, and this is an area for people to go outside and take pictures, breathe the fresh mountain air, be able to look over the railings. It's absolutely wonderful to have access to this outdoor viewing platform. So you're going to get a great view whether you travel Silverleaf or Goldleaf, but the Goldleaf does have the advantages of the separate dining room and the outdoor viewing platform.
This sounds like such a wonderful opportunity for, as you said, adult couples. You know, if you have adult children and you want to go slow down and put away your phone
and connect,
and disconnect from the Wi-Fi and mm-hmm. reconnect
right.
As a family. Just what a wonderful experience. You're going to get state-of-the-art service. You're going to get fine dining on board. You're going to have these views. I'm looking through your pictures and I'm seeing, oh, there's just a bear that's walking.
It's just a bear or just an elk. But before we run out of time, I do want to mention that I know you the operating season is mid-April through mid-October. And
yes.
That's also a perfect opportunity, because what we may not think of, but it's very simple to do, and we do it all the time, is add an Alaska cruise on.
Absolutely, yes. A lot of our guests do Alaska cruise and Rocky Mountaineer back-to-back. That's mm-hmm. a very popular thing to do. And Bonnie, I hope you won't mind if I just also just quickly interject to say, if anybody listening has the opportunity to stop by the Travel Authority to pick up a brochure, I've tried my best to paint a picture of what it's like, mm-hmm. but the brochure, I think, does an amazing job of really showing some of these magnificent pictures, and you'll get to see all the details of the differences in the train cars, and you'll have a map of the routes and everything. So I do highly encourage folks to stop and get one. I think it'll really help make sense of what we've talked about this morning.
It really does, because lots of our agents have really worked with clients for years with Rocky Mountaineer, and we get what you get back. We get this is the best trip I've ever taken. And these are very
yeah.
seasoned travelers who have
yeah.
gone places around the world. But when they come back, they there's just this experience that's so very different, and only Rocky Mountaineer fulfills that. I mean, there's nothing like them.
Yes, absolutely. For North America, there's nobody else that offers this, period, in North America. You know, you do have some other luxury rail lines and some in Europe and mm-hmm. Australia and stuff, other places, I should say, but in North America, there is no one else that offers this experience.
I
know that we're talking trains, so not necessarily, we're hearing the wheels turning, though, in the minds of the listeners right now, going, what a wonderful experience, something that, you know, is definitely on their bucket list. And mm-hmm. the best way to do this is to get in touch with the folks at the Travel Authority.
Yes.
You have the inside connection into Rocky Mountaineer. Doesn't mean that you can't go online to rockymountaineer.com and just dream a little bit, figure out where you want to go, when you want to go, and call Bonnie and the rest of the gang and make it happen.
And we would be delighted to do this because we get excited every time we sell Rocky Mountaineer because we know what experience our clients are going to have. So, Belinda, thank you. This went so quickly.
Yes.
We appreciate you joining us this morning.
And you know what? Maybe you'll come back as a rail fan, a rail buff, a train buff, or a feral equinologist. There's your big word of the
day. That's her word. Big one of the day.
All right.
Thank you so much, Belinda. It was
fantastic. Thank you for having me. I truly enjoyed it. Thank you. Bye.
Is that not fabulous? Now I've been happy lately. Thinking about the good things to come.
And once again, if you want to talk a little bit more about what you could do with Rocky Mountaineer, don't forget thetravelauthority.com. Call your local agency, get in touch with Bonnie, whatever you need to do. Just get on board and find a little peace on that train.
Someday it's going to come.